everybody, welcome to Radio Labyrinth, Season 7, Episode 34. The summer is winding down. It is a week before Dragon Con, and that is your kickoff to the fall. Speaking of kickoff, Jeff, what do you have? It's absolutely not related at all, but you have a big ear of corn in your hand.
It's cone.
You can't see it, but he has a half-eaten thing of corn. Why do you call
it's cone.
It's corn. You're from cone. The North, big corn.
I can tell you all about it. It's a big knob with lumps. It's got the juice. I can tell you all about it.
Tell me all about it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't know corn was real. And then when I found out and I tried it with butter, everything changed.
What is this from? I don't know what this is.
You haven't seen it yet? It's a viral video.
For me, I really like corn.
This little kid, yeah, it's great.
He's on Cameo now, charging $99 for a video.
What's his name? Corn Kid?
Corn Kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. I see him. Okay. Hide and seek. He's talking about all that. Oh, boy. He is viral, huh?
Yeah. He goes in depth on the philosophy of corn.
Put that money away because you're not going to make a career. Do it now. Strike while the iron is hot, as they say. Good job filling in last week, guys. We got props from people, and we also got props from Mike Hall from Atlanta Pizza in Euro, who said that Dustin did a good job. So congrats.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
Guys, I know we got some plugs to get into real quick. The website that we've had for all these years, I had to cancel it, and it's gone now, but we're going to make a new one. And in the meantime, if you'd like to get our t-shirts, we have a brand new Halloween t-shirt, burying the lead. We have a brand new t-shirt in time for Halloween that you can get, and that link will be on the Facebook page. It'd be probably the easiest place to find it. Yep. So follow us on Facebook and also on the Radio Shack. Yeah, I like the good job on the shirt. It's a basic design. It's bloody and stabby and very Halloweeny, and I think you'll like it. You can get that shirt, by the way, on the website, on the link that you'll find on the Facebook page. However, if you sign up to be a Radio Labyrinth producer at the $25 level on our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/Tim Andrews, then you will get a shirt and a sticker and a brand new thing. I'm bringing it back because now it's easy for me to do digital and all that. You can get a DFT. You know what a DFT is?
This fucking thing.
Yeah, this fucking thing. It's kind of like an NFT, but not at all like an NFT. It's not for money laundering purposes, which most NFTs seem to be. No, DFT is a doodle from Tim. It'll be digital, and it's yours to do with as you wish. You own it, and it'll have a digital signature on it. If you'd like to print it out and come meet me someplace, I'll sign it for you on the back, but it's yours. And that'll be that. And that'll be at the $10 level. So if you're a new member, starting today at the $10 level, you will be able to get a digital doodle of your favorite pop culture what have yous. So just we'll talk about it if you sign up.
Some people are asking me if we could put some of the larger size ones back up. All our shirts only go to 3X now.
Who needs larger than that?
That's me.
Well, you can order one. I'll get you one.
No, but somebody did ask me if we could put some of the bigger ones back up there.
Sure. If anybody out there wants a bigger sized one, just reach out and I'll make sure you get one, because I'll reach out to Store Frontier and we'll make sure that happens. So
some people are tall. Sometimes they need XLTs.
Yes. Uh-huh. You don't want that. You don't want that with the Ralph Macchio midriff going on.
Yeah. No. This week on the podcast, I had a lot of fun recording it. And by the way, that airs Saturday nights at 7 p.m. This is the final week where it airs on Saturday nights at 7 and repeats at noon on Sunday. In 2 weeks, the podcast moves to Sunday nights at 9 p.m. after the Dr. Joe Esposito show and before Kim Komando. So I'll be tucked in there, and that'll be my home for a while because Georgia football's coming back. But this week, our friend we've had on this show, John Babcock from Sketchworks, who wrote a dinner theater show called Top Gunnerton, The Maverick Who Loved Me, which is a mashup of Bridgerton and Top Gun Maverick. And so he stopped by, and the director, the creative director for the Murder Mystery and Mayhem at Petite Violette, which is a restaurant, her name is Katie Nealon. She's also an actor, and she played June Martino in The Founder, who was Ray Kroc's bookkeeper, who became the treasurer and the part owner of McDonald's. She's also been in Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. She's been on Squidbillies and Aqua Teen. In fact, she was a Russian mail order bride for Carl. And she was on Halt and Catch Fire and Eastbound and Down, among many other things. So it was a fun interview. I hope you'll enjoy it. And the podcast, like I said, can be heard this weekend at 7 p.m. or it'll be released as a podcast on Monday if you're interested. So how are you guys doing? Enough about me.
Oh,
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, great.
How was your trip to Nantucket?
I met a man there. And his dick was really long. He said with a grin as he wiped off his chin, "If my ear were a thing, I would thing it." Kept seeing signs for Nantucket, and that kept running through my head. We weren't in Nantucket, though. We were in a town, Dennis something or other, Dennis Port. It was a nice town, and we stayed at this place. And had a great time. Ate a lot of food. I'm still recuperating from all the fried food I ate.
Did Sam Adams?
Yes, I drank a lot of beer, surprisingly. It was fun because I didn't think it would be appropriate for me to take off and go find the marijuana dispensary on Cape Cod. First of all, they only have 2-lane roads, so even if it's 15 miles, it takes you like an hour to get there. So I waited until we went back to Boston. We spent Sunday in Boston. First, we stopped by Plymouth, Massachusetts, and I got to see Plymouth Rock, which I thought would be larger. It's very small. And the Mayflower, which is a replica of the original Mayflower, Mayflower 2, and walked around. What a nice little town. A friend of mine on our Twitter page said that Plymouth is the Watkins Glen of Massachusetts. It wasn't wrong in a way. It wasn't
really
wrong.
Really wished you would have, recorded yourself doing the Malcolm X speech at the Rock.
Did he do that at the Plymouth Rock?
We didn't land it. Yeah, exactly. We didn't. I mean, he didn't do it at Plymouth Rock, but.
We now return to Malcolm XXY.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
Yeah!
Plymouth Rock gave us both sets of genitals.
Yeah!
What?
Is that some sort of metaphor for colonization?
I think so.
Okay. I don't like to get into that. I saw somebody at Gilbert's daycare the other day, and the teacher said, "Where did you go?" And I said, "Oh, we went to Plymouth Rock, and we got to see where the Pilgrims landed." And this little kid was staring at me. I go, and the kid was old enough for me to ask. I said, "Do you know who the Pilgrims are?" And she kind of shook her head, and the teacher said, "Yeah, they don't teach that anymore. It's more about, the horrors inflicted upon the native culture," which... I understand.
Can't they teach both?
I don't know why they can't teach both.
I mean, both happened.
Well, because the Puritans were escaping Europe, in England in particular, because they were being persecuted for being religious snobs. So I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want to hang out with Puritans, would you?
No, they sucked.
Did you burn any witches while you're up there?
No, we didn't burn any witches. No, they're all dead. Anyway, but it was nice. Boston's a cool city. I'd never been there before, and we walked all over the place. I went to the Cheers location, and they had signage out there. Still the same kind of stuff outside that you see in the original show, but whatever the bar is in there, I think is closed down. We went on a duck boat ride with Gilbert, and then he sat on some brass ducks. Again, I ate a lot of food, drank a lot of beer. And had an overall good time. We went to Little Italy at night and had these gigantic cannolis that were the best cannolis I think I've ever had in my life.
They look great.
I sent a picture to Steph, and Gilbert had a limoncello one, and I tasted that. That was really good. I think it was called Mike's Bakery, but Little Italy in Boston is cool as shit. Like tons of restaurants and all these people eating out on the street. What a cool town. I highly recommend it. I can't wait to go back.
Did you see Whitey Bulger?
No, but I know an awful lot about him. They don't like him very much. I did see Southie. I mean, it's gentrified as hell, but there is still like anything you see that's shot in Southie, they still have that, those kind of tenements and stuff, those single or double family homes. And what else did we do?
I bet you didn't see Ben Affleck.
I didn't. He was
here.
Yeah. I thought it was weird that Sunday night, the Red Sox played, who did they play? The Orioles, the Baltimore Orioles. I was sitting in Boston in a hotel room watching the Red Sox play, but they were playing in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Because Little League World Series.
Yeah, I didn't know they did that every year. It was pretty cool to see them playing there. It's so close to where Jeff and I grew up.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't hate the Red Sox like I used to. Used to hate them. I don't really care anymore.
But what are you watching?
Watching here.
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
What are you watching?
I guess we need to talk about some television then, don't we? Did you guys all watch She-Hulk?
I watched the first two.
Yeah, I skipped it. I saw the reviews and I thought to myself in a polite way, this isn't meant for me.
Oh,
and that's all.
That's good.
I watched some excerpts from it or clips from it. I like the Hulk to be rampaging and destroying things.
Not the She-Hulk.
Well, I know, but the Hulk's in it too, and it's a pussy Hulk, and I don't like that Hulk.
It's for now, right.
I think it's going to run the gamut of all the Hulks by the time it's over. I mean, I think there's theories that this show's going to kind of like usher in the World War Hulk.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I think that storyline may get started. So if that happens, I mean, that'll be awesome. That'll have like the Red Hulk, the Gray Hulk. It'll have all of them, which would be
World Woke Hulk.
World War Hulk.
I know.
I don't know.
I think I'm out of the demo now. I know you guys liked it, but I wasn't into it. I don't think I'm going to sample it. But you feel free to talk about it.
Yeah, I like her. I like her. I like her as the Hulk.
I love that show she was on.
Yeah,
before.
I love that show too. Where she was the twins.
Yeah, well, yeah, there were multiple clones of her. Max Headroom.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't watch any of the takedown videos because those are stupid anyway. But I did watch a bunch of clips from, and I thought, and I heard her that lecture in the car about male rage and all that crap. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of avoided it. I didn't want to trash it or like, oh, I hate this because I'm past all that shit. But I don't know. I'm just kind of done with it. I want to watch the new Sylvester Stallone Hero show, but that's not getting good reviews either.
The finale of Better Call Saul.
Oh yeah. Did you guys not talk about that?
No, we were gonna wait for you.
Oh well, hell yeah. Jesus, that's the best thing I've seen in years. Were you guys happy with the ending?
I was.
Spoiler alert. He got
86th.
Yeah. Got 86. But you know what? He got what he deserved, but it was a happy ending because they're reunited and he's chill. And plus he's still Saul in the prison and they all love him. When they found out who he was, boss, while they were taking him to prison, they're like, it was awesome. And she got what she wanted. I don't know. Do you think that that'll be the end of it?
That's the end of it.
Yeah. I've read Vince Gilligan's going a totally different route next time. He wants to do a whole different kind of story. He wants to leave this universe.
Yeah. It's time to leave that universe. And you know, the overall happy ending is for Jesse Pinkman, who got away and lives up in Alaska. So I think that's the coolest part of it.
Yeah, it is. I would imagine Jesse's the trauma is probably lifelong, though. I don't think he'll ever escape the trauma of living in that pit for 6 months or however long it was.
Absolutely not. With Meth Damon and so I couldn't have asked for a better ending to that show. I'm glad you guys waited. It's such a great series. I don't know if that's one I could ever watch again, just because it's so emotionally riveting that I kind of want to leave that memory with me. Like I watched The Sopranos, like you listen to an old record that you've listened to 1,000 times, but
he got to prove that he could get it down to a reduced sentence if he had wanted to.
Yes.
But then he got to redeem himself by going back to being Jimmy.
Yep. Yep.
And telling the truth. And saving his relationship with Kim.
Yeah, and not putting her out on the ledge.
I wanted to ask you guys, I feel like it was a better show than Breaking Bad in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. It was a better show. But the finale did not impact me the way the Breaking Bad finale impacted me. Like,
how?
It just really, it got to me. I thought about it for days and days, and just the whole him saving Jesse and him laying there and that final shot of him.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just something about that ending. It stuck with me more. Like, I liked the way Better Call Saul ended, but it just, I guess that's the thing, is like, as many flaws as Breaking Bad had compared to Better Call Saul, which is much wittier and smarter, it just meant more to me, I think, in some ways.
Yeah, I can see that. Definitely see
that. We were with those characters in Breaking Bad longer, weren't we? How many seasons was Breaking Bad?
Same amount. It was 5 seasons.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a hell of a track record. The dude knows how to end a show.
Yeah.
What else is there? I mean, the Marie Schrader show.
Yeah.
I did like her being in there.
Yeah.
Betsy Brandt showing up.
Was great.
Yep.
She hasn't lost a step. And she looks exactly the same.
She does. I was very surprised. And I thought she was great. I mean, that's the type of thing that somebody would do. The wife of a victim would go there and be very, you know, honest and not wanting him to get out of jail. And like, fuck you. You had my husband's killed because of you.
Plus, she had all those minerals she could put on her face.
That's true. Wonder what they did with all those rocks. Not rocks, Marie.
Oh my God. And Hank put up with so much crap from her. My God, did he put up with so much crap?
The shoplifting,
yeah.
The purple, everything in your whole freaking world life is purple.
Yeah. You know, there's just so much. It was just so good. And Carol Burnett being on the show was great. And maybe I'll watch it again, but again, it's just one of those shows that I think needs to live on its own for me. You know, there's movies that I won't watch again that were so good that I don't want to ruin.
I don't think I could have thought of a better ending.
No.
I didn't want him to die. I wanted like a happy ending for Kim. And all of that was answered by this.
Do you think she left her husband?
No, I think she'll stay with her husband.
They weren't married.
Oh, her boyfriend then?
Well, whatever. The guy she's living with in Florida.
I didn't think she was living with him. They were just dating. Because remember, he left. At the end of the night, he went home to his place.
Oh, okay.
So they were just kind of dating. You saw, like, she was just trying to force herself be some normal, boring person. Like, in the whole sex scene where he's like, yep, yep. Yeah, like, good God, you might as well have been married.
Yeah. okay, very well done show, and sad to see it gone, but there's other things we can move on to, and hopefully Bob Odenkirk, I'm sure he will still have a huge career. Let's see, what else did you guys all watch? Game of Thrones, whatever that's called. What is
House of the Dragon? Monkey Dragon.
House of the Monkey.
I don't know nothing about birthing no babies.
Oh God, yeah, shit. They don't know anything about how to cut a woman open.
They just drag her down here and just cut it out with a garden weasel. Just I love you.
I thought I would hate it, but I actually enjoyed it. And Steph, I see that you didn't really like it all that much.
It's not that I didn't like it. I'm going to keep watching it. It's just, I did not care for that little monkey mouth girl. It's so distracting how monkeyish her face is.
Okay.
And it really irritates me that they're going to take us.
Her friend better.
Yeah, they're going to give us, we have the Khaleesi, who was, you know, stunning.
Yes.
And then you give us this little monkey mouth. And it's not right. It's not right. But the only thing that I can think of is that, and the brother too, which I know he was a Doctor Who at some point, right?
Matt Smith. That, yes.
He was a Doctor Who. Not an attractive man.
No.
I'm not sure what people, everybody's going crazy about him, but maybe they're trying to illustrate how inbred they are.
Oh, probably. Okay.
By the monkey face and all that stuff. I'm not really sure, but she's a good actress, and I know that's mean, but God bless it.
Millie Alcock is her name. Millie Alcock.
And I'm assuming she's going to bang her uncle at some point.
Imagine so, because they're all incestuous. I thought Matt Smith was great, though. The character.
Yeah, he's good.
Cut that guy's balls off. That was pretty dramatic.
Yeah, they give you all of the gore of Game of Thrones and the titties. Those gang titties abounding.
They showed actual penetration on HBO. Can you believe that? Real penetration they had in a very quick in that scene. It was very disturbing.
Oh, they didn't the genitalia, the modesty.
Not what I saw. I saw some real banging going on there.
A little of the old in and out.
A little bit of the old in and out. By the way, I really enjoyed Steve Toussaint. And I know that there are people out there, you know, crowing about him being in that role.
Is that the black guy? Why do people give a shit? I don't understand. Why is that a thing?
I don't understand either. He plays, what's his name? Corlys Velaryon. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Corlys, whatever, but Velaryon. He's great. He's a good actor. He's been in a lot of things. He's really interesting. And who cares? Get it out of your fucking... Don't worry about it. If it bothers you that much, don't watch it.
You know, though, it's like I've listened to a couple of podcasts recently about... If you didn't read the books, which I have not read these books, all I know of this show is from the show. Mm-hmm. So it's like a lot of these people that read the books, they're like, get over yourself. Shut up.
Right. And plus, when they were doing the marketing of this show, House of the Dragon, they weren't running around going, I'm the first African-American to play a Valerian. They weren't pushing any of that. He's just an actor playing a role, which is the way things are. And then, of course, people got to go online and troll him and piss him off. So I supported him going on and fighting back, you know. And the pose I'm talking about, of course, the marketing for Lord of the Rings, which is probably going to – I think it's going to be terrible because – all the marketing has been, well, I'm the first female dwarf queen. I'm the first female dwarf queen. I've seen a mix or in like a, what do they call that when they take a supercut of her saying that on 15 different shows.
It would have been good if it was Amy Schumer.
Yeah, it would have been appropriate as well. Oh, that's mean. That's not nice. Funny, House of the Dragon is great, and I'm going to keep watching it. I was going to not watch it, but it's good, so. No point in pissing and moaning.
I mean, George R.R. Martin, I mean, who's completely instrumental in, I mean, everything you're seeing is coming from him. He signed off on all this stuff. He plotted and planned the whole show with the showrunner.
Yeah.
What else came out this recently? The Dark Side of Comedy on Vice. I watched the Chris Farley one. Pretty sad.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Jeff, you watched it. You probably watched the second one too, right?
Yeah, I watched both of them, Farley and Andrew Dice Clay, and then Roseanne is next week.
How was the Andrew Dice Clay one?
It was good. It wasn't sad.
Those guys do great jobs with the documentaries.
Yeah, I don't like how they do those reenactments. It's kind of silly, but...
Oh, yeah, the Chris Farley guy looked nothing like him. But it's kind of cool because you see footage that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
And... of course, Chris Farley was probably the biggest loss in comedy of our generation, at least then.
They do a good job on those documentaries, though, the Vice Network.
The wrestling ones were great. I didn't like the 90s one, but the wrestling one was great.
Some of those 90s ones were good. Not all of them, but a few of them were very good.
I didn't like the one about Woodstock, but I think I've already bitched enough about that. Steph's background, by the way, she has a bunch of slot machines in there. Makes me want to gamble. Why do you have slot machines as your background?
It's supposed to just be arcade, but I guess there is a lot of slot machines back there.
Slot machines.
And if you want to lose at slots, just have me come near you. I put off like some electromagnetic field that shuts these machines. They will not win.
Even the penny slots?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you name it. If you were on a run and I come around you, you'll immediately start losing.
You're a cooler.
Yeah, cooler. I am a cooler. Yeah, my whole life I've been a cooler for myself and anybody else.
Play the penny slots.
There's so many slots, you won't know where to begin.
You won't know where to begin. I'm behind on that. The second episode I didn't think was as funny as the first, but it's still pretty good.
What's that?
On the roof?
Beavis and Butthead.
Oh.
Yeah, when they're on Mr. Anderson's roof.
Stuck on his roof.
Yeah,
just run that way real fast and jump in that tree.
Yeah,
it's like three stories off the ground. They're like, that would kill him.
And they were making fun of what's his name, the I don't know what kind of singer he is. He's the guy. What's his name? The guy with the tattoos all over his face and the teeth.
Yeah.
They're making fun of the. I wonder if he that knows video. How bad he sucks.
I was like that. I'd never seen that video before. I was like, that's pretty damn cool video. I was trying to figure out what it was.
What was it? The Runaway song?
The one with the he's like in a knight outfit.
Yeah, he's like a Highlander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Circles.
Circles.
Okay.
Yes, that's right. They're making fun of that. It's so funny.
Just heard the latest news on the radio.
News. And now for the latest news.
I feel like I'm out of it this week, guys. I'm sorry if I'm not like.
No, that's okay. I'm sure you got stuff on your mind.
I have stuff on my mind, but also there's a lot to talk about, and I have been busy and stuff. So hopefully the audience is enjoying it.
We don't do it for them.
Yeah, we do it for each other. Fuck them. By the way, I just want to say that I'm sorry. I did not mean to grope any women. It was part of my whole thing where I was doing this, and I was thinking about one thing, and I was remembering another time, and then I thought about the other thing. And then the next day when I pissed in the park and whipped my cock out in the middle of the park, I was just, I was crazy. And I had no idea what was going on. I was just thinking, and does anybody know what he actually did?
Are you doing Gary Abusey?
Yeah.
Gary Abusey. That's my new name. I had an A because I'm an A-lister who is now a D-lister, but I'm back to being an A-lister. For people who are in the A in the B of you, A, be it, Boosie, Gary Busey. I highly recommend you watch my canon. You start with the Buddy Holly story, and then you watch Silver Streak, and then Barbarossa with the great Willie Nelson, and then you watch DC Cab, and then you finish it off with Point Break. Maybe watch Ginger Dead Man, and that's it.
Oh, what about Silver Bullet though, Buse?
I said Silver Streak. I meant Silver Bullet. Silver Streak is the streak, and he rides it, and he goes fast like lightning, and then he's in there and like.
You want a chili dog?
Yeah.
Utah, give me two.
Utah, give me two. Had he had the accident before Point Break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he lost a portion of his skull, crushed it in.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that I lost it. It turned into vapor. I lived my life in a different way. You know what I'm talking about here.
You ever see his TikToks?
I'm not sure.
His TikToks are nuts. Like he just talks to things. Yeah. Like he'll pull up a pumpkin.
He's on TikTok.
Oh yeah, dude. He's got every morning. He did one every morning. He did a TikTok. Like it was like a daily inspirational video.
Gary,
I don't know what he did at that con, but they had to kick him out while the con was still going on.
Was he arrested? I guess he wasn't arrested because again, the next day he was dropping his pants in a park.
Yeah, they said there was three. The runners of the con got three complaints. From people that went to take pictures that he was, grabbing boob, grabbing butt, just, winking, over flirting. It's like, thinking it was like the early 80 Coke days,
It
was just like, that shit don't fly anymore.
Well,
yeah, did Ron Jeremy teach us nothing?
Yes,
exactly.
But he does have brain damage.
Yeah.
Do we not give him any sort of a... I don't know. No. I mean, he's missing a piece of his skull. I mean, does
give him a break. His skull is missing.
You knew I was a snake when you put me in your pocket.
Yes. I'm not going to get as mad if somebody who's missing a piece of their skull gropes me versus someone who isn't missing a piece of their skull.
He's not Army Hammer.
Right. And Army Hammer's hot.
Yeah.
And, if had he not tried to eat somebody, no one ever would have said anything.
No, he would have been fine. I'm going to eat your really, oh, eat me. No. I'm going to cut your arm off and eat
it. He's the one who tested that. He's the one who tested my whole theory about it's only sexual harassment if the guy's ugly.
Yeah.
He tested that.
He
just went that extra. Exactly.
Although
he had to dommer it.
James Franco. But he's coming back. He's going to play Fidel Castro in a movie, and somehow that pissed off John Leguizamo.
Well, it wasn't a good plan to make it. That wasn't good.
Well, it wasn't good.
I shouldn't have done that. When you're coming back, you probably shouldn't play somebody who's a race that you aren't, even if you weren't having these problems in the background.
Fidel Castro's parents are from Spain.
Is James Franco's parents from Spain?
No, but Spaniards are Europeans.
And John Leguizamo is Puerto Rican.
Yeah, check that.
So,
I don't think it matters.
I kind of got in trouble the other day at work. You know, I feel like I'm very whatever. And there's a guy that I work with who I did not realize he was Asian. He has a traditionally Hispanic last name. And he said to me, black don't crack, but Asian don't raisin. And I said, you're Asian? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, you didn't know I was Asian? I was like, no. And he goes, why not? And I said, because of your last name. And he goes, racist.
And he was serious?
Sort of. And I said, no, I mean, and he goes, well, my grandpa's from Spain and something, something and whatever. And then he said this, and he got yellow fever in the Philippines.
Okay,
and
who's racist then?
Yeah. And I was like, well, wait a minute, that's racist.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He's allowed here.
And then I got scared because, you know, anytime that kind of crap happens, I'm a middle-aged white woman. I mean, people are just waiting for the shit to happen. I was like, listen, I hate whitey more than anybody. Please don't ever. Please, no, I did not mean anything by that. I hate whitey. Yeah. And he was like, okay,
all right,
I believe you. And then I was like, oh God, I'll never ever assume somebody is any kind of race by their last name.
No, just tell me, you can't see color.
Do you think when people see my coworker, Asian people see my coworker, Jared Yamamoto, they're like, what?
Yeah, Jared, I would not expect it. But then I guess that's also,
yeah,
you know, I could identify as Asian if I wanted to.
No, you couldn't. Not sorry, Mr. Magoo, you're going to have to fire Charlie. Speaking of Fidel Castro, though, I watched a movie on the airplane on the way back from Boston to Atlanta, which I enjoyed very, very much. I forgot about it, and I saw it was available, so I watched it. But you know who should play Fidel Castro because he looks like him is Pedro Pascal, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Man, that was good. Did you guys see
that? Not yet. I'm dying to see it.
Oh, that's with Nick Cage playing Nick Cage?
Yes. Oh, my God. And there's so many surprises. I'm not going to spoil anything because there's some stuff in it that you didn't see in the trailer or anything. Jeff, did you watch it?
No, I haven't seen that. I want to.
It's funny. It's got action, a lot of self-deprecation. It's really good. I highly recommend it. But Pedro Pascal is great in it. As he's in anything that he's in, he's great. He's such a good actor. Tiffany Haddish is funny as shit in it. Yeah, it's really good. Oh, and Neil Patrick Harris is funny too. I recommend it. Go see it if you have time. I feel like I should do it in a voice.
Gary Busey.
It is Busey.
Atlanta Pizza and Euros, where I go when I'm hungry and I'm in that part of Atlanta. I've been in Atlanta a lot of times. Sometimes I get pizza on the north side. Sometimes I get it on the south side. Sometimes I drill a hole underneath Atlanta and I go down there and I find pizza and they cook it on an oven that's right outside of the magma core that's underneath Stone Mountain. And I think you could be able to eat it there. The other way that you could do it is, of course, we love Atlanta Pizza and Euro. They're a longtime sponsor of Radio Labyrinth Podcast. I've never listened to the podcast because I'm not a podcast guy. I'm more of a TikTok type of guy. TikTok is great. If you get a membership of TikTok with some hot chick on there that you could follow her, and sometimes she'll send you nudes. The other thing is that we like to thank Mike Hall. He's the owner. He really likes to make pizza in Euros, and that's why it's called Atlanta Pizza in Euro, APG, Atlanta Pizza in Euro. You take the A, the P, and you add it, and you get the G, and you subtract that, and you get a salad. Stop by the restaurant and grab an ice cold local craft beer. I don't particularly like to drink beer. I like to drink whiskey, maybe smoke a joint, maybe take a Quaalude, but they don't make those anymore. So I have a cache of Quaaludes that I bought like 10 million of them back in 1978, and I've had them with me. So if I need to relax, I have a Quaalude. But if you would rather drink a beer, you got Wicked Weed's Pernicious IPA in cans. I for the P and the A. If you take the P and the I and the A, or in the A and the I and the P, you can make APE, which stands for another Italian periwinkle. It doesn't make any sense. Try the Dry Counties Neon Blackberry and Raspberry Berliner Weisse, which is a sour wheat beer, and they have that on tap. If you're a business or corporate client is looking for a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza and Euro by calling 770-483-6228. I could definitely use a food truck. I'm going to be doing Gary's Bites. Not Giro's, but Gary, what's a word? What's a food that starts with G?
Grapes.
Gary's Grapes. It's a food truck, and I just drive around. I have every kind of grape available. You know, the grapes you make wine with, grapes you make pie with, grapes you make jelly with. I'll have jelly on there. So if you're in the mood for a bunch of grapes or any type of things, look for Gary's Grapes. I'll be driving all over the country. it's an old school bus, and I'll be growing grapes in there. It's great. Atlanta Pizza and Europe.
He'll grape you in the mouth.
You can call me Grape Ape. I'll put a giant grape ape on top of it. Remember that cartoon with the dog around with the giant ape on top of a van? They solve crimes and mysteries. It was a very funny show. I wish I had thought about it, because by now I'd be a billionaire with all that grape ape money. Atlanta Pizza and Euro loves serving the local community of Conyers, Covington, and the East Metro Atlanta area, and I'd like to thank them for all their continued support and business throughout the years. They are open for dine-in and takeout. Just drive your motor, wear a helmet. But if you're going to drive your motorcycle, you could eat the pizza, roll it up, eat it with one hand while you're riding your motorcycle, helmeted, of course, back to your house or wherever, your trailer, your tent, wherever you live. They are open for dining and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 and Saturday from 12 to 9. Of course, they are closed on Sundays. And we have another sponsor of this fine podcast, LDI. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Sure. LDI. Let's do it. That's what LDI stands for. Let's do it. And but it, maybe not. I don't know. But LDI, to me, when I think about it, the L and the D and the I, let's do it. It does less, more, and all of that. But listen, if you have a commercial or residential construction printing need, what are you waiting for? You got to call these people. Contact LEI Repro Printing of Athens. That's not Athens, Greece, but I imagine if you had a need and you lived in Greece and you contacted the people in Athens, Georgia, who've been there since 2005, they can take care of all those needs. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, you can't be beat. Call 706, I'm losing the voice, 316-9366, or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
At the Club Tokyo. Hi, how you doing?
Those people die in alphabetical order.
Hey, little boy, will you hold on to this for me? Thank you very much. Sorry.
My God, would you get out of here? What do you think, I'm playing games? I need to be left alone. Why don't you just leave me alone?
Every summer he sits there trying to win that radio show. Every summer he loses a little bit more of his mind.
You just leave me alone with my dream.
I'll go after I do my laps.
Another wasted summer, huh, boys?
I thought, in honor of Tim's recent vacation, it's not exactly where you went, but it was pretty close. We would do the amazing, iconic 1986 comedy that still holds up, One Crazy Summer.
Oh, God, Jeff will win this.
But as always, I will ask the question, and then I will give you three choices.
By the way, sorry to interrupt, but we're going to do this, what, one more time before we start inviting Patreon members?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question, and I'll give you three possible answers. If you have a guess, go ahead and say your name, say the answer. I feel like we need to just, if one of y'all don't get it after the first or second one, nobody gets it. Okay.
That makes more sense.
You can't win by default.
All right. Yeah, nobody gets to the default.
Default.
But, okay, so without any further ado, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So John Cusack's gameplay, the character Hoops McCann. Mm-hmm. At the very beginning of the movie, he's sitting at his desk. What kind of computer is on Hoops' desk? Is it a Tandy 1000, an Atari 800, or a Commodore 64?
Dustin. Commodore 64.
No.
Tim. The Atari one.
Yep. All right. Tim gets a point.
Default.
What? No, default is when we give it to somebody after you all have guessed the two wrong answers. Okay. Hoop's best friend, and who we've had on the show, George Calamari, the great Joel Murray. Didn't we have Joel?
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, Joel Murray.
We talked about
that movie. Yeah. Right. He played George Calamari. He has a freaky little sister named Squid, who exacts swift vengeance on anyone who disrespects her pitiful dog. What was her dog's name?
Oh, man.
Was it Grouper, Banjo, or Bosco?
Jeff. Bosco.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, the character name of Hoops McCann comes from a song that came out in 1980. Who sang it? Was it Bob Seger, Steely Dan, or Thin Lizzy?
Tim.
Yes.
Thin Lizzy.
No.
Damn.
Dustin. Yes. Bob Seger.
No. It was Steely Dan. It's a song called Glamorous something or other, and he says Hoops McCann whenever he's singing it. You have to look that one up. When we first see Demi Moore's character Cassandra, she's being chased by ex-NFL linebacker John Matusak. What was his character's name? Was it Rank, Slime, or Stain?
Tim.
Yes.
Rank.
No.
Dustin. Slime.
Yes. No. It was Stain.
Still 1-1 here in the old trivia.
I would have called him Sloth. That's what Sloth. He plays.
Oh,
Sloth.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He did play Sloth. Okay. All right. George's crazy Uncle Frank is trying his best to win $1 million again from a local radio station. He was portrayed by the actor Bruce Wagner, who is also a very prolific novelist and writer of screenplays. Name the 1980s horror film written by him. Was it Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2, or House 2, The Second Story? Anybody want to guess?
Him.
Yes.
Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
A good no.
Okay, you guys.
House 2, Second Story.
Okay, I was gonna say Nightmare on Elm Street.
No! It was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Dream Warriors makes sense. That was the rock and roll one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, how many questions are left?
Just a few.
All right.
What is the name of the bar where Cassandra plays her big show? Was it the Krabby Stabber, the Chicken Box, or the Dude Drop In?
Jeff, yes. Dude Drop In.
Ah, finally, yes. Yeah. Dude Drop In. When we first meet the Stork brothers, they're assisting with the props for a movie sequel that is being filmed. What was the name of the movie? Was it Porpoise 2, Foam 2, Beluga 2?
Jeff.
Yes.
Foam 2.
Yeah, it was. All right, Jeff. Finally Rabbit coming dolphin. Into it now. Which, let me just say to you guys, I rewatched this movie last week, and the scene when Bobcat is in that Godzilla costume.
The cigar.
And he's got a cigar.
Great party.
And he's crushing all the... I watched it like 3 times. It holds up. It's so freaking funny. Anyway, what Creedence Clearwater Revival song is playing when Calamari is being revived after being buried in the sand and forgotten? Was it up around the bend, down on the corner, or Green River?
Tim.
Yes.
Down on the corner.
It was. Yes, Tim. Down on the corner. And that's what makes it so funny. They're doing CPR, and I mean, it's like, down
on the corner. Out in the street. All right, so it's 3-2.
All right, 3-2. All right, we're almost done. All right, there's a double feature playing at the Nantucket Drive-In when Hoops reluctantly goes there with Hot Slut Cookie. Which one of the following films was one of the movies being shown? Was it Hatchet Hugs, Machete Wedding, or Chainsaw Date?
Dustin.
Yes.
Machete Wedding.
Tim.
Yes.
Chainsaw Date.
It was Chainsaw Date. Look at you coming on. Now you guys are tied up, right?
Yeah. How many are left?
Well, there was a bonus question to that. If either one of you happen to know what was the name of the other movie being shown.
No clue.
Hemorrhoids from Hell. All right. Last question. What is the name of the chain of restaurants owned by douchebag rich guy Beckerstead? Was it the Lucky Lobster, the Lobster Log, or the Lobster's Edge?
Tim.
Yes.
The Lucky Lobster.
Jeff. Yeah. Lobster Log.
Yep. You got it, Jeff.
And Jeff wins.
All right. Well, there's a bonus question.
Okay.
You could tie it up. What number caller won the $1 million prize at the end? What number caller did you have to be to win that $1 million prize?
1,000.
Was that 101?
No.
21st.
50. Caller number 50.
Well, Jeff wins.
But 51 actually won because he got cut off.
Oh, that's true, right? But you were supposed to be caller 50 right. to win. Damn, and anyway, so.
Damn rich little.
That was a much more sporting game, though. You guys were very close on that.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Well, Jeff wins 4-3. Dustin, big goose egg. But nice.
Yep.
Can't win them all, Dustin.
No. I wasn't trying to.
Can I win that lobster with the arrow through it?
Yes.
Yeah, with the crossbow.
That Godzilla scene. I mean, my God, when he stomps on the lobster log, the little miniature version of it. And just the way that he's doing it. It's so, anyway, it's perfection.
Well, thank you, Steph. I like this game, so we got to keep doing it.
Okay, yeah. I'm ready for next week. I got questions.
All right. We'll have answers.
Views, views.
Or.
And snooze.
Snooze.
Jeff, let's do some snooze and views. Or views right. or snooze, sorry.
Last week was She-Hulk, Sprung, and House of Dragon, which we talked about all these except for Sprung, which is the Garrett Dillahunt, Martha Plimpton show. It's on Freebie. Part of Amazon. It's very good. It's made by the guy that made My Name is Earl.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it's very My Name is Earl-ish. There's a guy that's named Rooster that's basically the new Chicken Man.
Okay.
And Martha Plimpton is hilarious. And Garrett Dillahunt is awesome in anything that he's in.
Yeah, he's a great actor. Why'd he cancel Dragon Con?
I don't know. He must have got some work.
Well, good for him.
Or maybe they're filming season two. But it's very good. It's on Freebie on Amazon.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah.
Everybody's great, and the show's really good.
And I watched Freebie?
First two so far. Yeah, it's on part of Amazon Freebie.
I had to get a new TV. I hope I have. Oh, if it's on Amazon, yeah. It's an Amazon TV.
Yep. You got it. This week, Chad and JT Go Deep on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
I watched a couple of these. It's a views from me, but. It's not as good as I hoped it would be. It's from Tim and Eric.
Chad Kroger from Nickelback?
No, it's a guy named Chad Kroger. Though.
Yeah, watch some of it. It's I'm with you, Jeff. It's like it's watchable, but
it's, yeah, because it's got the you can feel the Tim and Eric in it, which that would make this is what makes it watchable. But the two dudes, they're like, if it, Impractical Jokers were two people and they were surfer dudes, that's the kind of vibe that it gives off.
Yeah.
And they like prank people and stuff.
Yeah.
It's decent enough. It's a views for me, but I don't know if I'm going to watch all of them.
That's probably a snooze for me.
So that's number one.
Yeah, snooze.
Number two, Welcome to Wrexham. This is that Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhenney show where they bought the soccer team.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, it looks like a Ted Lasso documentary.
I like Ryan Reynolds, though, so I'm probably going to views it.
I like them both.
Yeah.
Rob McElhenney, too.
Yeah, you guys love Always Sunny.
Yeah.
What channel is this on?
FX, I think.
Netflix.
It's Netflix, yeah.
Oh, it's Netflix? Okay.
Oh, okay.
What else do we have? That's going to be... I'll sample that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a views for me. And then number three, this is the controversial Mike on Hulu. This is the 8-part documentary biological miniseries about Mike Tyson.
But why Tyson, is it controversial?
Tyson refused to be a part of it, and he says it's all bullshit, and it's tone deaf.
It looks terrible.
Yeah, this doesn't look good. I'll be a snooze.
I don't know. It's a snooze for me, I think.
If Tyson was involved with it and gave his blessing, I would probably watch it, but it's definitely a snooze for me. I saw trailers for it, and I thought to myself, there's no way he supports this.
Yeah, he does not.
He vehemently does not.
Yeah.
He's redeemed himself, and not that I mean, he did some bad shit in the early 90s, but, you know, he seems to be somebody that is a decent person now. You know, if you don't bug him on an airplane by being a nonce.
He wanted to be a different person. That makes a difference too. You know, he didn't want to be the same person he was, and he definitely is not.
His weed was for sale at that at the Boston weed place I went to. I walked in, I felt really uncomfortable.
Because it's legal.
I just wanted to go into a store where you could be an adult and purchase it, but it was like, oh, go, your bud tender's over there, and, you know, waiting this line, but if you're here for medicinal, you go through another. I'm like, I'm just going to leave. I wanted it to be something you could walk in and look at the counter and see everything. Yeah. But it's not.
That's how it is in Amsterdam. There's coffee shops. You walk in, it's like picking a muffin. I mean, it's...
That's what I wanted it to be.
They try to market everything as a medicine, so they're going to try to give it the spa treatment as opposed to just going in and buying a product.
Yeah. Well, but before we wrap this week's show, I want to thank whoever put the recommendation for Your Mother's House in the thread. We have a text thread we talk about this week. It's Christina P. and Tom Segura, right?
Mm-hmm. With Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. What a great interview.
Yeah, that was good. That was me. I really liked it. I liked the history he was talking about his family. I didn't know as much about his family history as when he was talking about it.
I want to see that movie. I got to July. I probably have to buy it.
Yeah, it's only $50 from his website. That's what I'm going to
buy. Yeah, Adam Carolla on Are You Garbage a couple weeks ago was really good too, if you didn't listen to that one.
Oh, Adam Carolla, yeah.
Yeah, he was really good on Are You Garbage.
Those guys are like DJs, aren't they?
I don't know what their story is. They're both very funny.
No, but I mean, their delivery is like a morning show. An old school.
I can listen to them read. They just read ingredients off of a cereal box.
They're coming to Red Clay. I reached out to Gilbert and asked him. I haven't heard anything back from him.
Did you reach out to Mike as well?
No, I should do that.
Yeah, hit Mike up. He's pretty responsive. Gilbert's probably busy.
Yeah, I just figured Gilbert was here, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, hit him up again and copy me. I mean, I did name my son after him and everything. Okay, next week is Dragon Con. We'll see what we can come up with for that. Of course, we'll be recording a show before Dragon Con, but we're going to try to meet people and talk to people down there. It would be great if we can. I'm going to be going to Las Vegas in late September to see Aerosmith. So I'll relay all that to you too. So those are some things that are coming up. I was talking with Mike Hall. We need to plan a recording out there. And I want to do it before it gets like shitty cold, but I don't want to do it when it's really hot. So I'm thinking maybe early October if it works for you.
When's Aerosmith?
Aerosmith's in doing a residency in Vegas at the MGM Hotel. So that's right, where I'll be.
We're talking about going to Portal Pinball on the 24th.
I believe it's before that, and I'll be back by then.
Okay.
So I was thinking 5 to 7, if that's cool with you guys.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. Yeah.
Why don't we do like a Halloween the 24th? Show?
That's what I was thinking, where people could come dressed up. That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot of fun. And I would really like to make it a show and have fun and see if we can record it. So that's the goal. But we just got to figure out how to do that. Other than that, anything else, guys?
Well, this Saturday, I know this show comes out Saturday morning, but so if you hear it Saturday morning and you're looking for a dog, come out to the PetSmart on North Point Parkway in Alpharetta between 11 and 2. Barkville will be out there with some of our dogs. And if you're looking to adopt or you're just looking to donate, we take all forms of cash, Venmo, PayPal. We'll take anything you got.
And you want
appreciate it.
You want to talk about that walk you're doing?
Oh, yeah. It's juvenile diabetes walk in October at Atlantic Station, October 29th. I'm doing that for my nephew, but there's a nurse practitioner at my job. She's spearheading this whole thing. She's the captain of our team and stuff. So if you guys want to donate, sponsor me for our walk, I'll put the link up, which I always say I will, but I won't. So... if you see
it, you can find it on Steph's Facebook page if you look for it.
Oh, we'll share it. We'll share it on our pages.
But yeah, I'll be walking for, you know, this cure that they're never going to find because people make too much money off diabetes. So
walk hard, Steph.
I will.
Walk hard. And when we do our thank you Steph and when we do our live show, hopefully in October, we'll be dress up and make it fun for everybody, including kids, at Atlanta Pizza in Europe. We'll have horror movies playing in the back.
Nobody come as a glory hole.
That was gonna be my costume. That's your costume, right?
Absolutely not.
We drove by this old glass blowing place in Boston, and I said, "I bet you they have great glory holes in there." And he just stared at me. I go,
"That's where the term comes from."
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you.
Say hello to your glory hole for me.
That's right. Say hello to your glory hole for me. Glad to be back, and I promise next week I'll be a little more alert. We'll talk to you next week. So, in the meantime, please remember to
keep it canon.